Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, from the studios, singing up New Jersey, and where are you, Luke?
DeLand, Florida.
DeLand? Where is DeLand, Florida?
The locals here like to say it's halfway between Orlando and Daytona Beach.
Okay, I got to admit I've never heard of the place, but here it is on a map. Go figure. All right, so from DeLand, Florida, and it really is halfway between Orlando and Daytona. That's right. It's a little shaded towards Daytona, but that's pretty accurate. Luke Morrow, yeah. Listen, this Teeing It Up presents the NFL Sunday Sprint. We're on a Saturday because of the wild card. We'll be on a Saturday next week, too, to preview the 4 wild card games. Good morning.
Good morning. It's like the whole, Monday Night Football in the preseason when they have it on other nights, and the Thursday Night Football Saturday night. So we're keeping with the trends in the NFL.
The whole Thursday night thing was weird because that was Thursday Night Football Saturday special, and then the second game ran late, so it ended on Sunday.
Yeah, so and it was at least entertaining to see Ian Eagle make fun of that whole thing, too, during the broadcast. So.
That's why Ian is Ian.
Absolutely.
Anyway, speaking of Ian is Ian, Cam Newton, as we preview the first game here between Carolina and Arizona, once Cam Newton came out of that car accident, okay, this has been the Panthers that we thought they might be surging while the Cardinals are going with Ryan Lindley and kind of meandering.
Yeah, you always talk about getting hot at the right time. And, the Super Bowl champ isn't always the best team from the season overall, but the best team in January. And I'm not saying the Panthers are going to win the Super Bowl, but right now they're one of the hottest teams in the league heading into the postseason on a 4-game winning streak. During that span, they've only allowed 43 points, which is the second fewest in the league. So the defense is finally starting to come around and show some of the flashes from that defense that we saw last year that led the team to the postseason. It got off to a slow start. The defense has picked it up. Cam Newton has picked up his play in the second half. And they're hot. And then on the other side, you have Ryan Lindley, who you're hoping to go on the road with and win a playoff game. The guy is 1-4 this year as a starter. Has like 2 touchdowns in his career to 10 interceptions. And so it's going to be a tough task for a Cardinals team that's really struggling right now. You have 2 teams moving in the opposite direction. And for the Cardinals, it's not what you want heading into postseason play where you have to win.
No, it's not. What's interesting to me about this game, Luke, is that you've got a Cardinal team that's been gutty, and they've gutted it out week after week after week. At some point, don't you hit that proverbial wall when maybe you just cannot be that resilient anymore? And this Panthers team, they're home. They've got momentum, as we've talked about. They're playing better. They're going to be at home. Don't you feel like this may be the week where this run finally conks out?
I would think so. I do like the Panthers in this game, and I think the Cardinals may have already hit that wall. They're 2-4 in their last 6 games since having to go to Lindley, their third-string quarterback. So, heart, passion, effort, all that stuff only goes so far, and eventually a lot of times talent will win out when it's so one-sided. And I think Carolina, when you match up Cam Newton against Ryan Lindley or Lindley against the Panthers defense or the teams he's faced in the past couple of weeks, it's just such an uphill battle for the Cardinals despite the great coaching that they have, the good game plans they put in, the effort, the good defense, all that. At the end of the day, you still need talent at the quarterback position, and the Cardinals are just lacking that right now, unfortunately, because of those injuries.
Who you got today?
I like the Panthers in this game, which is it's crazy because a couple of weeks ago when they were like 3-8-1, I never thought I'd be picking them to win a playoff game, especially a home playoff game, but I think the Panthers win.
Yeah, me too. I think the Panthers win this game. I think that this is the end of the road. I think that this is the end of the road for the Cardinals. I think they've had a great run, but you can only go so far when you're going with Ryan Lindley as your quarterback. So I do believe this is the end of the road for the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, which is a real shame because the Cardinals had such a great year and really surprised a lot of people, I think, even after the success they had last year. Last year they missed out on the playoffs despite being, 11-5. And so they have another great year, and then all because of another injury to Carson Palmer, it just kind of goes down the toilet. But I guess that's football.
And probably is. Football is a weird sport and odd things happen. Baltimore, Pittsburgh. Oh, sorry, go ahead, Luke.
Oh, no, you beat me to the punch. I was just going to get us
Baltimore,
going.
Baltimore, Pittsburgh. Weird things happen in rivalry games. This is one of them, but no Le'Veon Bell for Pittsburgh. Is that what swings the pendulum for you?
Yeah, I don't think enough. It's certainly a big loss for the Steelers. I mean, we've seen the year Big Ben has had, and I think a big part of it is because they have a real good run game, probably the best run game that they've had that I can remember with Roethlisberger, maybe in a long time, since Willie Parker was a rookie and then was shortly out of the league afterwards. But so that loss is big because now you're counting on two guys with a career combined 19 carries. Ben Tate, who they just signed this past week after he was cut by the second team this season. So you don't want to be one-dimensional. But with that said, Roethlisberger still has played very well this year. And the Ravens have the 10th worst pass defense in the league. So Big Ben will still have opportunities to put points up, get yards through the air, and will the Steelers to a home victory too, which the home field advantage certainly helps.
I think, and this is going to shock you, I think Baltimore wins this game. I think that Baltimore, and I don't know how they do it because they're clearly outmatched, but weird things happen in the playoffs. I think this is the game that Baltimore rides up. I think that Pittsburgh becomes a little one-dimensional, and I think that Baltimore takes advantage of that and comes out with the win.
Yeah, you know, Joe Flacco, I'm not the biggest fan of Flacco, but he's performed well in the postseason, obviously. But he hasn't in his career. I mean, he's under 500 on the road. He's four games under 500 on the road in the last four seasons. He's better at home. Now he's got to go into Pittsburgh, where the Ravens lost earlier this season by 20 points, really got beat up by the Steelers, and try to pull off another W. So I think Flacco does elevate his game in the postseason, but he's not the same guy on the road, let alone going into Pittsburgh to try to win a playoff game where the Ravens are 0-3 in postseason history against the Steelers. So I like Pittsburgh.
And I think something else to watch in this game is that this game is indeed in Pittsburgh. I think if this game was in Baltimore, it would be even more in favor of Pittsburgh. But because this game is in Baltimore, if this game was in Baltimore, it would be more in favor of Baltimore. But because it's in Pittsburgh, I think it's going to make it even harder. But I do believe Baltimore, I can't get my pick straight, rises up and gets that victory. Tomorrow we have Cincinnati and the Indianapolis Colts. First of all, go ahead. I interrupted you again. My bad.
No. I was just going to say that we already had players criticizing, you know, the flying surface of Pittsburgh. So it, after a wear and tear on some fields like Lambeau, Soldier Field, things can get a little messy too.
To quote my friend Jim Nance, isn't criticizing the Heinz Field playing surface a tradition unlike any other?
Agreed.
I feel like it happens every year. You know, it's Heinz Field and Soldier Field. Somebody criticizes those two playing surfaces.
It's true, and nothing's been done about it. So, you know, I guess it's not too bad.
And the commonality is that both of those surfaces, well, I know for a fact in Pittsburgh, I'm pretty sure in Chicago, they both host high school football championships. And when you do that, when you do that, they can't change it out as quickly as you want to. A lot of places host high school football championships. The bigger deal is that they're on field turf, where it's easier to replenish and fix your problems than it is when you play natural grass.
Absolutely. That's a good point.
This could be a topic for a whole Sunday sprint on a completely separate day of how do you preserve turfs and still make money. That's an interesting topic. Maybe we'll do that one day. Cincinnati, Indianapolis, the Colts were surging. Then they fell 2 weeks ago. They played a lot better last week in a game that a lot of people thought was a momentum game after some sluggish performances for the offense. Cincinnati sits there and they're obviously on a high because they've gotten into a playoffs. But I don't know which team here is going to be on more of a high because, you know, it's kind of one of these weird games where Indianapolis kind of trudged in and Cincinnati's kind of trudged in.
Yeah, the Colts did not play well at the end of the season. They've got to clean up some things, specifically their turnovers, taking care of the football. But, you know, nobody needs to win more than the Bengals. The franchise hasn't won a playoff game since before I was born. Marvin Lewis, somehow still in his 12th year, is without a playoff victory, and Andy Dalton is winless in his career as well. And Marvin Lewis was saying this past week he's sick of hearing about the lack of playoff victories, you know, mentioned and talked about his resume, but then go out there and win the game. That's all you have to do, and you don't have to hear about it anymore. So, you know, the Bengals need a victory. But at the same time, Andrew Luck, I mean, he has a 1-2 record in the playoffs, but in those games, 8 interceptions in 3 games, a completion percentage under 52 in the 2 losses. So I think, to me, Andrew Luck's a guy who we're both high on. He had a very good year this year, but he still has to perform well in the playoffs for me, too.
No doubt about that whatsoever, and I think that this is, you know, at home for Indianapolis. This is a big moment, I think, for the Colts to kind of assert themselves as a team to watch. A lot of people think that whoever comes through the East will come through Denver or New England. You don't hear a lot about, not through the East, through the AFC. Wrong sport. your basketball came out when I was thinking football. A lot of people think getting to the AFC championship game and winning that game goes through Denver or New England. A confident performance here from Indianapolis can say, hold on a second, you have to beat us too.
Yeah, I think if they play to their ability, they can certainly be a tough team here in the AFC postseason. And Andrew Luck going up against one of the weaker pass defenses today, can get them rolling with a good performance. He's 20-5 at home as well, so that helps the Colts. But if they can perform like we saw them early in the season, then, yeah, I think they can certainly wreak some havoc in the playoffs here.
What's interesting for me about this game is Andy Dalton. You know, people get on Andy Dalton, and he hasn't performed. And same thing kind of for Andrew Luck. It's the interceptions, it's the turnovers, it's the ill-advised passes. What's going to happen here?
Yeah, I like Andy Dalton, but he had a tough year, and he doesn't perform at his best when the spotlight is at its biggest, whether that's in primetime games or in the playoffs. So he needs to play well, especially the fact that they're going on the road, going up against a guy like Andrew Luck, and he needs to get the monkey off his back and get that first career playoff victory for him and Lewis and get things going for the Bengals here.
Real quick, because we're running out of time, who wins this game?
I'm going to go with the Colts. I just can't see the Bengals getting a victory.
Same thing. I'm going with the Colts, too. Let's clear this game out. Detroit, Dallas. A lot of people talk about Ndamukong Suh's suspension that was overturned. Dallas back in the playoffs. DeMarco Murray running very well. I see this as a Dallas win. I think they're going to make a run at either Seattle or Green Bay in the NFC Championship game. Your take?
Yeah, I agree. The Cowboys, they're hot right now. The Lions are just a franchise. You know, this is a game that the Lions franchise lose. They like to shoot themselves in the foot at the biggest moment. That said, it's the best rush defense in Detroit going up against the second-best rushing attack in Dallas, so that'll be an interesting matchup. But, you know, Stafford, 0-17 on the road against teams that end with a winning record, so he hasn't been able to really win the big games.
Don't you feel like this is the kind of game where – you know, we've got two teams that have kind of bumbled in playoffs for a while, and this is the game where one of them finally overcomes that demon and actually makes the second round of the playoffs.
Well, yeah, one of them is going to have to move on. I mean, both of these franchises could use a playoff victory. And Tony Romo is another guy, 1-3 in the playoffs. In the 3 losses, less than 202 yards in each of those games. So, you know, he's had a very good December this year. Now he's got to turn it into a good January to continue to get the critics off his back.
Luke, you believe that the playoffs are here? Who right now, really quickly, because we have 45 seconds total, who right now of all the teams here, and I see Dallas winning this game, by the way, who do you see winning this game?
Yeah, the Cowboys.
Okay, who do you see right now as your two teams who will end up in the Super Bowl?
It's not going to happen, but I'll say Patriots, Seahawks, just because I think they're playing the best right now.
Yeah, me too. I doubt, you know, most times, everything you think is going to happen does not happen. But I'm with you. I think those two teams, or Patriots, Packers, is the best team out there, best teams out there. Luke, enjoy your football Saturday and your football Sunday.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it. You as well.
Enjoy DeLand, Florida. There's a golf course near there, DeLand Country Club.
Perfect.
Luke will call basketball and then go play golf, and we will watch football for all of us. Have a great weekend.